Hello, my name's Josephine Pembroke and this is Radio Gorgeous. I'm here with Sarah Tucker, who's our travel journalist on Gorgeous Escapes. And today we're talking about the effects of Brexit on travel, money abroad, and also the Westminster bombings. How safe do people really feel? Hi, and welcome to Radio Gorgeous, Sarah.
Hello, Joe. Hello. It's been a very interesting time recently. In fact, over the past 12, even 24 months, I've talked more about safety and security when you're traveling than, you know, where is going to be hot and where is going to be, you know, interesting. I think people are much more interested in safety these days than they are in anything else. It's top of the list.
So tell me, what are people feeling about Brexit and how is it going to affect us?
The British are very resilient as far as their holidays are concerned. They really want to go away, whatever the cost.
So yeah, we are travellers, aren't we?
We are travellers. We are explorers. Like the on-trend destinations for 2017 are places like Costa Rica, Peru, Madagascar. You know, we want to go further afield. If the euro at the moment is very strong against the pound, but there's destinations closer to home which don't have the euro, places like Croatia, which people are going to go to, but also those places where you do have the euro, like France, Italy, Spain, people are still going to go there. They're just going to find cheaper options, ways to get there using Airbnb, home exchange. We will not forsake our holidays, and the younger generation, the millennials, are much more interested in the stuff of experience rather than experience of stuff.
Well, they can't afford to experience homes and cars like we did in our 20s. So they're spending all their money on having fun, really, aren't they?
But I think they've got the right idea about it. I think this is why there's been an incredible growth in wellness holidays and holistic holidays. And people are wanting to really discover themselves and improve themselves when they go on holiday. It's become very much almost like a medicine to them. They want to get a fix, and they feel that journeys and travel in particular really does that. That's why I think you even find a lot of the, you know, midlife crisis, as I call them, the first thing they want to do is travel the world or do a gap year that they never did, you know, before they went to university.
Yeah, in fact, my sister's just come back from 4 months in Mexico and she's going to Spain in 3 weeks. She's decided she's had enough of life and she wants to just experience more different cultures.
But I think they tend to feel that it is life when they actually start to travel. They really are living life for the first time. And it's interesting you mentioned Mexico. Mexico is going to be a very popular destination this year, in fact, in a way.
Whereabouts in Mexico? Because she found that the Caribbean coast was too touristy. So she went up to kind of Oaxaca and beyond, you know, the Atlantic side.
I think people are going to do exactly what she's done. Because I think a lot, especially with the cruise ships, they go to certain...
Yes, ruined it.
Yeah, they go to certain destinations. And as a result of that, they become very touristy very, very quickly. The benefit, though, is that obviously it brings quite a bit of money in and the cruise ships are only there for a very, very short period of time. But it does give a very diverse opportunity with Mexico, if you want it touristy, if you want everything laid out for you, if you wanted a home from home, there's the Caribbean side. If you want something that is uniquely Mexican and something that isn't really promoted unless it's with companies like Explore and Exodus, some of those what I call boutique travel companies, then you go further north. But it's definitely something to do. And also, I think more women at the moment are either traveling by themselves or with a female friend. And I think that will become increasingly popular, like Thelma and Louise.
Is that okay in Mexico? Because I've been there and it is... You know, men are very passionate there, especially kind of if you're blonde or whatever.
Yes, I think as long as you go with some common sense. I think it's mainly common sense. You know, don't drink too much. Don't show too much bling when you're out. It's the same with all destinations like that. Just be sensible how you dress and dress how the locals dress. And if you really are concerned about the hair, you know, I know one intrepid traveller that I've known for 10, 20 years. And what she used to do is she used to dye her hair. Before she went to some destinations that she knew that would,
you have to keep talking.
You know, that she knew would be very, very problematic if she was blonde. But that's really the issues where, as far as Brexit is concerned. If we go and move away from Brexit, you've also got issues like the Westminster incident, which happened. And although I don't think that will have any impact how the British choose to travel, I think the day after the Westminster killing happened and the policeman was stabbed, people were still going about their daily business. Tourists were still visiting. There were loads of tourists still walking around the Houses of Parliament. Things were carrying on as normal. I think it will have an impact on the American market. The Americans are much more cautious about the way they travel compared to the way the Brits travel. It happened very much when 9/11 was happening, and I think the same thing will happen again now. But just like everything else, I think it will calm down after a time.
And so that's about Westminster, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, because especially as really disturbingly, the people that were very, very sadly killed were tourists. I mean, it's just not good for our image, is it?
Well, they were all tourists, and they were from a diverse background as well. And that would have received an awful lot of coverage in their respective countries. But I think they feel England and London is actually quite a safe place. You know, the mere fact that we are very cautious about, you know, the whole immigration thing, the way their attitude is, that we're very cautious, we're very high on security, and it's well known for doing that, considering all the issues that, for example, they've had in Belgium
and France
in particular,
and kind of North Africa
and Germany. You know, there's a lot of, relatively speaking, touch wood, it's been very, very, very limited. And I think this particular occasion, it was completely solo person. There were no guns involved. It was a kitchen knife and a hire car, and, you know, so potentially anyone could be a terrorist there, and that could happen in any country. But the fact that we were able to react so quickly, also I feel that it was chosen, the House of Parliament was chosen because of the publicity value, and in many ways the media, it's questionable whether they should have given us the amount of publicity they did. But from a tourist perspective, as I was saying, tourists on the next day after, when the bridge was open, the tourists were still walking over the bridge. People were still taking photos of the Houses of Parliament, and life was going on as normal.
That's heartening, Sarah. And Sarah, I have to ask you, where are you going this year, travel-wise?
Where am I going this year? I'm going to Madagascar. Madagascar is one of the destinations that I have personally always wanted to go to. It's also one of the destinations, unfortunately, that I always get warned about at the beginning of the year, that is going to disappear if I don't go, go there before it goes.
In what way?
Because of the rainforest, because of the natural habitat, because the way, allegedly, that we're destroying our environment, our climate. I've always wanted to go. My son, who's 18, he takes his A-levels this year, and it's possibly one of the last big holidays that he will want to take with his mother. And I think this is a 15-day trip with a company called Explore, who do some excellent trips, boutique holiday companies.
And how big? I think Madagascar's probably very big, is it?
It is, and I think as a result, the best way to always take trips like that, like other destinations like Costa Rica and Peru, or also, as I mentioned before, or very in fashion this year, and the best way to see them is if you've got a limited amount of time and you really don't have time to, if you like, make a mistake or go down the wrong path, or what you see is the wrong path, and then go back up it again. Go with a company where you have extremely good guides, or like the Indiana Dundees and Crocodile Dundees.
What companies would you say? Obviously Explore's one of them. Who else?
Explore, Exodus. There's an adventure travel company. There's companies, Jules Verne, but there's companies where it's much more cosseted.
I want to be camping, and I want to be doing some...
Exactly. Well, I think possibly you want it. Either you want a combination of luxury and roughing it.
Yeah.
I think if you had roughing it all the time, it would be bad news.
Yeah.
And if you had luxury all the time, it would be bad news. Mm. You really want a bit of both.
Mm.
And I think a lot of these companies take that into account. Also, you want to eat local. You don't want to eat westernized food. You know, even I know you may be gluten-free and dairy-free and vegan and stuff, but I think
local food, you can find that obviously more easily sometimes because they live off beans.
You can find it much more easily actually, overseas, yeah. especially like places like Madagascar. But also I think it's the opportunity you're with small groups, you're with guides that really know the places back to front, and so you don't make mistakes. And you may not like it, but you are really seeing the best and the most authentic parts of these destinations. And as you're going to be spending, I wouldn't say these places are expensive. I think for value for money, they're excellent. But you're not going to, you're going to be talking into the, £3,000-£4,000.
I imagine there's not much of a time difference. I imagine it's just quite a long flight.
It is a long flight, but I think this is why going with a tour operator, a lot of people I know are wanting to do some of these trips by themselves, which is great, but you've really got to do due diligence, you know, everything from health issues to money issues to what happens if sort of like the hotel didn't get your booking or if there's...
Because Madagascar is still quite a wild place.
It is a wild place, but that's why it's exciting to explore. Mm. I think a lot of these companies, like I keep mentioning Explore, but Explore recently have done what I call these guinea pig trips. And they are trips that allegedly people go to which nobody else has gone to before. So you are one of the first groups to actually venture to some of these places. Like they've got a long weekend in Chernobyl. Like, would you like to go for a long weekend in Chernobyl, but take photos?
I know someone that went on holiday to North Korea. You know, it's just because they want a very extraordinary experience. Yes, someone that might be interested in Chernobyl just because it's a fascinating. I mean, I remember when the Iron Curtain was up, I really went on quite a lot of holidays behind it because I was fascinated by the idea of them being cut off, and seeing another world.
Yeah, well, I think that's the whole idea behind it. And I think a lot of people are wanting to be much more adventurous because, you know, their savings aren't earning very much money, those who have money, and those who don't have money to buy a house or a car or whatever, the money that they have got, they are more interested in experiences genuinely. And so consequently, travel has become much more of a necessity and they're using it in a much better way. They are talking to the locals more. We're becoming more what we used to be, genuine explorers.
Thank you, Sarah Tucker, for coming on to Gorgeous Escapes on Radio Gorgeous.
Many thanks.
For more information, go to radiogorgeous.com.